May 27 to June 2. RCMP received a complaint of an intoxicated individual at a residence. Members attended and located the subject of complaint, who was sleeping and in the care of a sober adult. A 52-year-old male from Cut Knife was charged with fail to comply with probation order after members located him breaching his probation order. Police received a complaint of an intoxicated individual in public. Members transported the subject of complaint to cells to remain until sober. Members received a report of a missing person. The individual was located. RCMP received a complaint of disturbing the peace. Reported for information purposes. Members acted as mediators in a family dispute. Police assisted an individual in opening the door to their residence after locking themselves out. RCMP received a complaint of an individual failing to comply with a probation order, but it was unfounded. Members are investigating a complaint of an individual damaging a vehicle. RCMP received a complaint of theft, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. Police received a report of an abandoned vehicle. The vehicle was not stolen and not a traffic hazard. No further police action required. Members received a complaint of disturbing the peace. The complainant declined to proceed. RCMP received a complaint of an intoxicated individual in public. Members attended and ensured the subject of complaint was in the care of a sober adult. Police received a complaint of assault, but the complainant declined to proceed. RCMP received a complaint of an individual not complying with a probation order. This matter is still under investigation. Members received a request from emergency medical services to assist with a patient. Police received a complaint of trespassing, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. RCMP received a complaint of a break and enter at a residence, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. A 20-year-old female from Poundmaker First Nation was charged with fail to comply with an undertaking condition after members received a complaint of an individual breaching an undertaking. Police received a complaint of uttering threats, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. Members are investigating a complaint of assault. RCMP received a Mental Health Act complaint. Members spoke to the subject of complaint. Police received a complaint of harassing communications, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. A 19-year-old male from Baldwinton was charged with impaired operation of a motor vehicle, assault to resist or prevent arrest and resist peace officer during a traffic stop. Members received a request to keep the peace while Child and Family Services conducted a child welfare check. RCMP received a complaint of a stolen truck. This matter is still under investigation. Members are investigating a complaint of an individual not complying with a court order. Police received a complaint of fraud. This matter is still under investigation. RCMP are investigating another complaint of fraud. A member from Combined Traffic Services attempted a traffic stop. The vehicle driver rammed the police vehicle 3 times, inflicting damage. A passing driver rammed the suspect vehicle with their vehicle to prevent the suspect from continuing to hit the police vehicle. The 2 vehicle occupants fled on foot. A 27-year-old female from Wainwright was located and charged with resist peace office and possession of property obtained by crime. The male suspect is still at large. The RCMP officer was transported to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Cut Knife RCMP is requesting anyone with information to contact any RCMP detachment or Crime Stoppers. Members are investigating a complaint of theft. Police received a complaint of sexual assault, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. RCMP received another complaint of theft, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. A 40-year-old male from North Battleford was charged with break and enter with intent. Theft under $5,000 and failed to comply with release order after members received a complaint of a break and enter. Police received a report of a suspicious individual near the railway tracks. Members spoke to the subject of complaint. RCMP received a complaint of disturbing the peace. Members patrolled but could not locate the subjects of complaint. Members received a complaint of an individual not complying with a probation order, but it was unfounded. Police received a complaint of an intoxicated individual at a residence. Members attended and located the subject of complaint, who was sleeping and in the care of a sober adult. RCMP received a complaint of an individual not complying with a release order. Members attended, but the subject of complaint was gone on arrival. Insufficient evidence to proceed. Members received a report of an animal damaging a vehicle. Reported for insurance purposes. RCMP received a complaint of an intoxicated individual in public. Members patrolled but could not locate the subject of complaint. A 33-year-old male from North Battleford was charged with resist peace officer, fail to comply with release order condition and fail to comply with probation order after members located him breaching conditions of his court orders. Police received a noise complaint. Poundmaker Security attended and notified members that the area was quiet. RCMP are investigating a complaint of assault. Members conducted a well-being check at the request of a family member. Police received a complaint of a stolen semi. This matter is still under investigation. RCMP received a complaint of an individual failing to comply with a release order. Members attended, but the complainant declined to proceed. Members acted as mediators in a family dispute. RCMP received a Mental Health Act complaint. Members spoke to the subject of complaint. Police are investigating a complaint of theft. Members received a complaint of a stolen vehicle. This matter is still under investigation. There were also 3 traffic complaints, 5 false alarms and 2 false 911 calls. June 3 to 9. RCMP received a report of an abandoned vehicle. The vehicle was not stolen and was not a traffic hazard. No further police action required. Police received a complaint of vandalism at a business. Insufficient evidence to proceed. RCMP received a complaint of disturbing the peace. Members patrolled but could not locate the subject of complaint. Members received a complaint of fraud, but the complainant declined to proceed. Police acted as mediators in a dispute between 2 adults. RCMP received a Mental Health Act complaint. Members transported the subject of complaint to Battleford's Union Hospital for assessment. Police received another Mental Health Act complaint. Members spoke to the subject of complaint. Members conducted a well-being check at the request of a concerned citizen. RCMP received a complaint of a stolen truck, but it was unfounded. Police received a complaint of uttering threats, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. Members are investigating a complaint of assault. RCMP received a complaint of sexual interference. This matter is still under investigation. Police received a complaint of individuals attending a residence with a firearm. This matter is still under investigation. Members received a report of a bear in cut knife. Saskatchewan Environment and Resource Management was notified. RCMP received a complaint of trespassing. This matter is still under investigation. A 44-year-old male from Battleford was charged with assault after members received a complaint of assault. Police received a complaint of breach of peace. Members patrolled but could not locate the subject of complaint. RCMP received a complaint of an intoxicated individual at a residence. The complainant called back to inform members the subject of complaint had left the premises. No further police action required. Members received a complaint of a dog biting an individual. Patrols were made, but the animal was not located. Police received a complaint of an intoxicated individual in public. The complainant called back to inform members the subject of complaint was inside a residence in the care of a family member. RCMP received a report of disturbing the peace. The complainant declined to proceed. police received a Mental Health Act complaint. Members spoke to the subject of complaint. A 29-year-old male from Poundmaker First Nation was charged with assault with a weapon after members received a complaint of assault. RCMP received a complaint of an intoxicated individual at a residence. Members transported the subject of complaint to cells to remain until sober. Police received a complaint of breach of peace. Members attended and spoke to the complainant and the subject of complaint. An individual reported hearing gunshot noises in a rural area near Baldwinton. Members patrolled but could not locate the origin of the sound. Police received a complaint of an intoxicated individual at a residence. Members transported the subject of complaint to cells to remain until sober. RCMP received another complaint of an intoxicated individual at a residence. The subject of complaint was sleeping when members arrived. No further police action required. Members received a report of dog that had been hit by a vehicle. The owner of the animal was located. A 23-year-old male from Little Pine First Nation was charged with uttering threats after members received a complaint of uttering threats. Police received a complaint of an individual taking a motor vehicle without consent, but it was unfounded. RCMP received a complaint of uttering threats. The complainant declined to proceed. Members assisted an individual in obtaining transportation. Police received a report of an unwanted individual at a residence. Members attended, but the subject of complaint was gone on arrival. There were also 3 traffic complaints, 7 false alarms, and 4 false 911 calls. Persons with information about crimes being committed in the Cut Knife area are urged to call the Cut Knife RCMP Detachment at 306-398-3500. If you wish to remain anonymous, you may also call Saskatchewan Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, or *8477 on the SaskTel Mobility Network. Crime Stoppers will pay up to $2,000 for information which leads to the arrest of persons responsible for any serious crime. Crime Stoppers is anonymous and does not subscribe to call display, nor are your calls traced or recorded. You can also submit a tip online at www.saskcrimestoppers.com.